Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. I don't know why I'm talking like this today on October 25th. It just seemed like a good idea. Well, here's something not so good. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has detected a bacterial outbreak at its Hot Creek trout hatchery in Mono County, the second time in 2021. The Lactococcus garveyi, thank you, I got my PhD from Harvard, has been confirmed in some trout at the hatchery. Three distinct groups of trout representing about 15% of the hatchery's total trout population have tested positive. CDFW has quarantined the facility, temporarily suspended fish planting, and is preparing to humanely euthanize infected fish and vaccinate uninfected stocks. The encouraging news is that we caught the outbreak early as part of our routine testing, and only a portion of the hatchery's trout has been infected, says Jay Rowan, CDFW's statewide hatchery program manager. We now have proven an effective vaccine to protect uninfected fish. Vaccines developed recently in a partnership between UC Davis and CDFW. We're in the process of vaccinating the hatchery's healthy fish populations. Unfortunately, we don't have a cure or treatment for infected fish at this time. Hot Creek Trout Hatchery is located south of Mammoth Lakes and raises three species of trout, rainbow, brown, and Lahontan cutthroat, for stocking into some blue ribbon Eastern Sierra fisheries, including Crowley Lake, Pleasant Valley Reservoir, and portions of the Owens River. CDFW expects low to moderate impacts to waters stocked by the Hot Creek Trout Hatchery in 2022. The 15% of infected fish consist of 118,000 rainbow trout, 52,000 brown trout, including 2,000 broodstock brown trout weighing 2 to 3 pounds each. Nearly a million fish have tested negative and will undergo vaccination either through a bath immersion process for smaller juvenile fish or injection into larger fish. These healthy populations include rainbow trout broodstock, brown trout broodstock, rainbow and brown trout of various sizes, and juvenile Lahontan cutthroat trout. Once vaccinated, the fish will be safe to plant and safe for anglers to consume. Lactococcus garveyi is the same disease that forced the quarantine and suspension of fish planting last year at three other CDFW trout hatcheries in Southern California and the Eastern Sierra: the Mojave River Hatchery, Black Rock Trout Hatchery, and Fish Springs Trout Hatchery. The outbreak ultimately forced the euthanization of 3.2 million trout at those hatcheries. All three hatcheries have undergone intensive cleaning disinfection and are raising fish once again. Fish Springs and Black Rock are back stocking trout for recreational fishing. Those two hatcheries have vaccinated all of their fish stocks, which continue to test negative for the disease. Isolation of the Lactococcus garveyi in a few fish at the Hot Creek Trout Hatchery earlier this year resulted in the temporary quarantine of the facility and the suspension of fish stocking. Other CDFW trout hatcheries outside of the Eastern Sierra have assisted stocking waters in Inyo and Mono counties, while the Hot Creek Trout Hatchery has been offline and while Fish Springs and Black Rock were rebuilding their fish populations. The outbreak of Lactococcus garveyi, which is similar to Streptococcus or strep throat, has been reported in cattle and poultry farms, as well as fresh and saltwater fish and shellfish hatcheries around the world. It had never been detected in fish in California until the hatchery outbreaks in 2020. Well, it sounds to me like somebody needs to stop kissing those fish, but I'm no doctor, clearly. Fish that are infected with Lactococcus garveyi can show symptoms that include bulging eyes, lethargic or erratic swimming, and increased mortality, or be asymptomatic and show no signs of infection depending on several factors, including water temperature and stress. Fish-to-human transmission of the bacteria is rare and unlikely, but there are several documented instances associated with immunocompromised people consuming infected raw fish and unpasteurized milk products. For more info, see wildlife.ca.gov and go to easternsierranow.com to read the article for yourself and see how to actually pronounce Lactococcus garveyi. I wonder if they've got permission to vaccinate these fish. We're going to start seeing marches and signs and things. Oh, that went too far. Jesse, stop. Stop that. Stop it. Read the news. Holy guacamole. I am looking at the mammothmountain.com page, and it is a dump alert up there. No, I'm not going to make a joke. I know you're sitting there thinking, what are you going to say about that, Jesse? Nothing. Just going to sit here and drink my coffee and wait. Heavy snowfall has been coming down all day at Main Lodge with 13 to 24 inches already and counting. Check back for updates on totals. You got that? So go to mammothmountain.com or easternsierranow.com. We will keep you updated on that. So that is a season total of 30 inches at Main Lodge, 44 at the summit. Base depth is looking like it is 12 to 24 inches across the mountain. Nice. Speaking of the mountain, you heard it's opening early, right? That's awesome. We got a little blog here by Jason Blakey, who owns the Mammoth brand, and they are generously one of our sponsors, and you need to go check them out. Notice I did my check them out for all of you loyal fans. That's going to be my catchphrase, like, yeah, did I do that? It's going to be check them out. I need to come up with a better catchphrase. After weeks of speculation, Mammoth Mountain may move up their opening date due to extensive early snowfall. Mammoth Mountain has officially announced an opening date of October 29th. This comes 2 weeks earlier than their scheduled opening of November 13th. It should turn out to be a pretty rad opening day, with plenty of powder too. Local weather buff Howard Schechter is calling for at least a few more feet in the atmospheric river that is headed our way Sunday into Monday. Scrap those Halloween plans because it's time to hit the slopes. Ah, Jason, but I have a solution for that. Wear your costume on the slope, especially if you were dressing as a heavy metal rock star, because that's what the mountain is asking you to do. There's costume contests. All sorts of fun stuff happening on the 29th. Head up there. My main man, DJ Chana's, spinning some records. Check it out. That's my stupid catchphrase. I need something better than that. Get it together, Jesse. You're a doctor. So it's raining like crazy down here in Bishop in the Owens Valley. So much so there was a leak in my roof. I spent all morning having to deal with that. But I'll gladly fix the leak in my roof if it means we can get some more moisture and precipitation down here, because we need it. And we got it. So that is great news. Get out there and enjoy that smell. You guys ever smell petrichor? Yeah, you know, it's that stuff that hippies like. No, I'm just kidding. Petrichor is the term coined by Australian scientists in 1964 to describe the unique earthy smell associated with rain. It is caused by the water from the rain, along with certain compounds like ozone, geosmin, whatever that is, and plant oils. You can actually get petrichor as a scent if you do essential oils and other things along those lines. There is candles for petrichor. I have to say that might be one of my favorite smells in the world. There is nothing like a fresh rain and then smelling the petrichor. There you go. You learned something new today. It's supposed to still be cold tonight, but tomorrow it is supposed to ease up, get some sunny bluebird skies out there, and hopefully if you got your mammoth pass, you're aching to go. What else do we have here? Oh, this is only going to be applicable to certain members of our society. But all of you, if you're interested in advertising on Eastern Sierra Now, don't forget where you heard this information. Because I stole it from the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. If you have an alcohol license for your business, you may be eligible for a fee waiver for renewal this year. Specified on sale licensees may be eligible for fee waivers of licenses with expiration dates between March 1st, 2021 and February 28th, 2023. Approved renewal fee waiver requests are effective only for the one-year license renewal period. Licensees must submit a renewal fee waiver request each year to receive a fee waiver during the annual license period of March 1st, 2021 through February 28th, 2023. So there's a bunch of numbers here. I don't know what any of them mean because I don't have an alcohol license. So I'm going to read the other stuff. If you want to see these numbers, head over to easternsierranow.com or subscribe to the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce newsletter, skillfully written by Brianna Goyko, who always does a fantastic job. And I do a lot of my research based on her research, which I believe is called stealing. Her husband's my friend. Hopefully he doesn't kick my ass. The license was active from March 1st, 2020. Through December 31st, 2020, you are eligible. The license premises primary operation was distributed by health and safety restrictions imposed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. For O2 licensees only, produce less than 100,000 gallons of wine in fiscal year 2020. 2020 or 2021 and will submit the accurate production volume on My Wine Growers annual report. The renewal fee waiver is available only to Type 2 licenses, again, that produce less than 100,000 gallons of wine. If you would like to apply, you can go to their website, which is linked from easternsierranow.com. Thanks to the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce for passing out that information. There are a bunch of meetings happening. Bishop City Council is meeting today at 5 p.m. I should have this report out right about that time. So if you're interested in that, go to easternsierranow.com, click on the Zoom link, and log in. The Inyo Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow, so you can definitely get that one in amount of time. So there's a Mammoth Lakes community update, and the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch in effect from Sunday afternoon, hey, that was yesterday, through Monday evening, that's today, about 9,000 feet for Mono County and the town. A significant atmospheric river will bring heavy rain and snow accumulations of 2 to 4 feet to Mono County. Snow may begin to accumulate below 9,000 feet by Monday afternoon. Winds may exceed 60 miles per hour in the lower elevations, with Sierra Ridge gusts near 100 miles per hour. Travel could be very difficult in the higher elevations of the Sierra. Backcountry activities are not advised this weekend. Strong winds could cause tree and power line damage. And I will vouch for that. It was windier than I'll get out all night. Construction is underway at the parcel. Pacific West Communities and the town of Mammoth Lakes are excited to announce the start of on-site work for phase one of the affordable housing project known as The Parcel. To accommodate phase one, 80 units, access has been cleared, trees have been removed, and site preparation is underway. Phase one is in the north portion of the parcel adjacent to Tavern Road and just south of the Center Street, Main Street intersection. So the town council approves additional funding for community workforce housing and capital improvements. On October 20th, town council unanimously approved additional funding recommendations focused on council-established priorities and approved CIP as part of the FY 2021 year-end report. Significant items include $2.2 million of additional funding for housing, the parcel and town housing programs. Replacement, upgrade of the town's underground fueling system, that's $600,000. Funding for drought-resistant landscaping along Main Street, $200,000. Interior improvement for the CRC, $350,000. Funding for the CRC Mobility Hub, $900,000. And additional funding for the Emergency Communications System, $250,000. As well as funding for Jesse's Lunch at Coppertop, $12.90. With the local discount, Local 20. Okay, that last part I made up. Not the part about the discount, that's real, but they're not going to pay for it. Join Parks and Rec for a spooky good time at the Mammoth Rec Zone from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, October 29th, weather permitting, of course. Elementary age students will once again enjoy games, prizes, costume contests, concessions, and the not-to-be-missed Husky Club Cakewalk. Admission is only $5 per person. Non-skating adults are free. Well, that's me. And includes skate rentals while they last. Scooter, skateboards, and other wheeled devices are also welcome. Additional details, trick or treat in the Trails neighborhood beginning at 5 p.m. on Sunday, October 31st, 2021. Participants are encouraged to wear a costume and follow health guidance for a COVID-safe and family-friendly Halloween. There are links to all of those things on easternsierranow.com, so you can actually see the guidance for that as well as additional details for the event. Town Council to consider 40-plus million state funding for the parcel and review use of TOT. On October 27th, the Town Council will consider being a co-applicant for a $40 million, plus or minus, for the parcel and will hold a workshop on the allocation of TOT revenues, a review of the successful TBID, and discuss status of short-term rentals in Mammoth Lakes. So that's all that. You know, if there's a Bishop community update and I'm just not seeing it, somebody needs to clue me in on that, because I think that would be a really good thing for Bishop to put out and kind of just say what's going on. But all I've ever seen is the Chamber of Commerce and Bishop Visit Bishop. They have 10 different names, but they do a great job. And if you haven't checked out their calendar or their new website or Instagram, you need to go check that out very soon. Everything that you want to know about Bishop is happening there. I just think it'd be kind of cool if that was put out as a community update. Something to think about. Hey, guess what? The Bronco volleyball team is having its first playoff game at home versus Independence. No, not that Independence. Independence High from Bakersfield tomorrow, Tuesday, the 26th. BUHS is seeded number 4 in Division 4. They have home playoff volleyball on Tuesday, October 26th versus, again, Independence from Bakersfield. Playoff game time is 5 p.m. The doors open at 4. Here's a big deal. You have to buy your tickets online. You don't get them at the door. Ticket gates for this volleyball playoff game will be open 1 hour prior. So I'm guessing that means 1 hour before the game, you have to go to gofan.co/app/school/CA18740. I'm calling disaster on this, but what do I know? So CIF is using all digital tickets for playoff games. So you can purchase your tickets there. If you don't remember that link, then you can go to easternseernow.com where I have posted it for you there. Get out there and support these girls if you can figure out that link. Again, calling disaster. What else do we have in sports? So our very own Kay Hargrove wrote an amazing story the night of Bronco Homecoming with some pretty cool pictures. You can go check that out. Here I've got some of the stuff from the actual coaching staff here with some of the different players and their stats. Let me read that for you. Broncos celebrated homecoming with a 55-0 win over Rosemond. Next up is a trip to Boron this Friday for a matchup with the Bobcats for the HDL Championship. In the Rosemond game, the Bronco defense pitched its second consecutive shutout. Kalen Smith had his best game with 3 tackles for a loss. Reese Dondero had 6 solo tackles. Kane Omohundro and Aiden Arndahl each had 10 total tackles and 5 solos each. Sophomore Austin Powell also had a strong game of 3 tackles for a loss. Senior quarterback Jacob Redman had another big game, completing 8 of 13 passes for 163 yards and 5 touchdowns. Redman also rushed for a touchdown on senior night. Zach Maharo had a big night, rushing for 140 yards on just 11 carries. Colt Madison caught 3 passes for 36 yards and a touchdown. One of those was sick, by the way. Right at the goal line, kid tried to tackle him. Colt just put his shoulder right into him. The kid went back 3 or 4 feet. They both stood there and looked at each other dazed for a second, and Colt just walked it on in like, nope, don't mess with me, kid. It was pretty awesome. The whole crowd went, oh! Check that out on easternsierranow.com, by the way. We have all of the highlights of that game, including the entire game and the homecoming festivities, as well as halftime show by Ryan Mills and his marching band. And it was pretty great. They did quite a little show for you there. So go check that out, easternsierranow.com and on YouTube. Back to the game, Kane Omohundro and Walker Roast Kruger each had 2 touchdown catches. Chevy Marquez had a big night in the return game with 95 yards in punt and kickoff returns. Stephen Poole had a nice night on the special teams with 5 solo tackles. At halftime, senior guard Shane Norris was crowned homecoming king. Thanks for your coverage. Go Broncos. Final score, 55-0. So again, next Friday, they will match up with the Boron Bobcats for the HDL Championship in Boron. I believe that is it for Eastern Sierra Now today. I'm Jesse Steele, and we'll see you tomorrow.